Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, the game and getting you ready and being prepared. And I'm like, I'm ready. I wish this game was today. In fact, I'm even going to do this right now. I'm going to look at the countdown clock real quick. Countdown clock pops up and tells me 2 days, 3 hours, 2 minutes, and 45 seconds. So what do I do to make that time go a little bit faster? I talk to a super friend of the show. His name is Brian Anderson, and we love talking. In fact, we are going to talk to him right now. He is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. BA, how are you?
I'm doing well. I am doing well, and much like yourself, counting down the hours. I'm getting pretty fired up for this weekend.
All right, before we get into it, I want to ask you the two questions we just had because I think you'll have fun with it. Dan, fire away with your first question. Go ahead.
Brian, would you rather be up by 28 in the first quarter or down by six with the ball with 3 minutes left in the fourth?
Down by six with the ball, Baker Mayfield go down and win it. I'm going to tell you something.
Damn right.
That is an interesting question because – you know, obviously that's the way the game unfolded against the Steelers. And, you know, we all still have a little bit of Cleveland in us as far as, you know, dreading what could possibly happen. And when they went up 21-0, I looked at my son and I said, well, they put themselves in an interesting spot here. And he looked at me like, what are you talking about, Dad? They're up 21-0. I said, right. I said, but now you have no choice. You have to finish. It's so early and there is so much game left, but you have to finish because if you don't, this will go down as the worst loss among many in the history of this franchise. And so it was nerve-wracking there for a while, and I thought that Chris Collinsworth hit the nail on the head when he said, and I don't remember if it was 21-0 or 28-0, when he made the comment on the broadcast saying that there is nobody in Cleveland right now that feels comfortable. And I was like, you're not kidding. You are not kidding. That was an interesting time to be a Browns fan.
B.A., you're in a game. You're at 120 pitches. It's to win the World Series. You're still throwing your best gas. You look outstanding. Do you want to finish the game or do you want to hand the ball off to a closer? Come on!
Well, you want to finish the game.
Yes. So take your 28-0 lead and go finish the game.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, we saw, yes. I mean, of course. That's why it's an interesting question. But remember last year, what were the Titans up on the Chiefs? They were up big.
20-something? 28?
Yeah. They were up 20? Big early. And obviously with the Chiefs, it doesn't matter. I mean, that team can put up points in the blink of an eye. But yes, you would certainly take 28-0 in the first quarter, you know, and roll with that. But yeah, that still was an interesting first quarter, obviously against the Steelers, and you know, it got a little tight there in the second half. But the thing that you love is when they got it to 35-23, Tomlin not going for it on fourth down. Oh. I thought was a huge mistake, and he not only gives the ball back to the Browns, but guess what? They answer. They drive right down the field, the little screen to Chubb, and you go right back up by 19 points. And at that point, you're like, okay, this team is not going to fold up like a cheap suit. They are going to have an answer for anything that Pittsburgh throws at them.
All right, let me ask you the other question, okay? You don't have to throw a pitch for this one. Someone walks up to you and they says, hey, Brian, here you go. I'm going to give you the winning lottery ticket for this week, which, by the way, what is it? Six? I just read it 2 seconds ago. $640 million on the Powerball, $750 million on the Mega Millions. you can either have one of these tickets and you will win one of these lotteries, or you can pick the Browns guarantee a win on Sunday. What are you picking?
Wait a minute, time out. So you're asking me.
I'm telling you.
Between a Browns win this weekend or 750 mil on the side.
Yes.
I mean.
And you've been a pretty blessed guy your entire life.
Yeah, no, for sure. I was considering, you know, maybe you could take the money and buy the Browns, and then you could, you know, whatever, but you wouldn't even have enough.
You need a billion. You need at least a billion for that.
At least a billion.
All right, I'll tell you what. Here, I'll make it easier for you. Say you win the 700 and say, let's just make it 800 million. And then you're going to go to the casino, and you're going to put it all on red, and it comes up red. Now you have enough money to win it and buy the team. Now, what are you doing?
Well, no. It'd be hard to turn down $750 million, but I don't know if that would make me as happy as the Browns winning this weekend. I mean, that would be – you talk about shocking the NFL, the football world. To be able to roll in to Arrowhead Stadium and
BA, I love you. Yeah, BA, I love you. Yeah. Pick the money or the Browns. Yeah. What are you taking?
Yeah, I'm probably going to take. Listen, the theme of the week. I'm taking the Browns.
No, you're not. You're all taking the money. Come on.
It.
No,
Brian.
No, I'm good. If I got to sell the house up here, I'll do that. But we're good.
All right. When you walk into the room, when you walk into the door on Monday, and we're all sitting there in a circle holding letters, you're going to know why.
You got to take the money, man. Come on. I love the Browns. I mean, you know how much we text every game.
I know. But make it a little easier. $750 million. I mean, that is just too much.
I love it. Yeah, all right. How do the Browns win, Bri? Bri, how do they win this game?
They're going to have to score points. They're going to have to score points because you're just not going to win a low-scoring game. You just aren't. I mean, this is not going to be, you know, barring, and I don't know what the weather forecast is, barring playing in, you know, a snowstorm, this is not going to be, a 21-18 game. Yeah, that's not the game that you're going to win. So you're going to have to score points. And, you know, I know a lot of people are like, well, the Browns running game, play keep away, and all of that stuff. I don't think that's the name of the game. I mean, you can do that from time to time, but you're also going to have some explosive plays. You're going to have to be on point. Running game is going to have to be efficient and effective. Baker's going to have to be good once again, and he certainly has been over the last couple of months of the season. And they're going to need to make some big plays and get some turnovers. Somehow, you know, I that tipped ball last week, and we all heard the story about, you know, Stefanski in his Zoom call to the team, basically predicting that, you're going to have to get stuff like that. You know, punch the ball out. You're just going to have to get some breaks, and you're going to have to score some points. That's the bottom line. You're going to have to play a perfect game.
Brian, Browns get Joel Bitonio back for this game. How big is it for you?
It's huge, huge. In fact, I was getting ready to ask you guys, have you heard anything? And shortly, you know, before I came on, I heard that report on, I got a little alert on my phone that he was going to be back. And I think that's huge. And just further solidifies that line and certainly helps out if Conklin is not able to go, you know, over at right tackle. So, you know, getting that core back in the middle there, between Treader and Bitonio and Teller, that's huge. That is absolutely huge, and obviously will go a long way towards, you know, helping out that run game because he's a mauler.
Hey, BA, what's it like to be? And I know it's different, but I mean, you felt it. What's it like to be on a team that's, you know, red hot in Cleveland, and you know, be on the inside? Like, you know, we're all on the outside. And you know this better than anybody. I mean, Indians fans, when you pitch for the Indians, like, they just wanted to be a part of it, right? They wanted to have their tickets to the ballpark. They wanted to wear their Indians gear. They would do anything to go up and, you know, get an autograph or anything like that. I mean, what's it like to be on the inside when you're, especially when you're from Cleveland? Like, Kareem Hunt and you are very similar in this situation because you're both from here. and you're both playing on successful teams in Cleveland. What's that like? What's that pressure like? What's that? I mean, I'm sure in this case you're not getting called for tickets, but what's that like?
You know, you don't feel the pressure when you're in the middle of the moment. If you're doing things the right way and you are prepared, you've prepared your mind, you've prepared your body, you don't. It's like,
I think we might have to have you call me back. Are you going through a tunnel or something, or what are you doing?
I'm just out and about. I should be. Go ahead.
Okay, no, you were breaking up, but you're good now. Finish that thought about what it's like to be in the spot.
No, you're shot out of bed every morning. I mean, just excited to go to work, and well, I shouldn't even use the word work. Excited to go to play, to work out, whatever it may be. You're just excited to do it because you know that the city is buzzing. You know all about these fans. It is exciting. You have supreme confidence in the guys that you're playing with. You feel that you're going to win every game that you need to win, and it's just a blast to get out of bed, like I said, and head to the ballpark.
All right, BA.
For this game, these guys are fired up.
As they should be, man. Our buddy Brian Anderson joining us on the North Hope Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's former Indians pitcher, a Tampa Bay Rays color analyst, all sorts of good stuff in between there. All right, BA, here's the biggest question that I have throughout this entire game is, what do you do to slow down this Chiefs offense, in your opinion? How do you slow them down to where that way, because they want to play at a track meet, they don't need a ton of time for possession, any of that stuff. What are you doing to slow them down?
You know, are you going to play that same type of defense that the Browns played, you know, against Pittsburgh? You know, where you're going to have your two safeties and you're just not going to let them get beat over the top and keep things, you know, in front of you. You've got to get some sort of a pass rush. You'd love to be able to do that just with your front four. I don't know if that's capable from time to time. You know, the Browns can get back there, but it's going to be difficult. But I think that you've just got to not allow the big play. You know, design, scheme, and defense that just doesn't allow things over the top because they've got speed to kill. And so if you're going to play right up on them, press coverage, and get guys close to the line of scrimmage, you're in for a long, stinking day. So, you know, you got to make them go on 10, 12, 13 play drives if they're going to score and have to use, the clock and maybe try to force some things because you're frustrating them. But I just think you've got to stay away from giving up those big plays and anything, you know, over your head. And so, you know, we'll see. And listen, that's hard to do anyway. You can scheme that way, and it's still going to be difficult to do because guess what? Andy Reid's pretty good job scheming his offense on the other side, and Mahomes and all of his weapons, it's going to be difficult. But that's what I would do is try to force them to score via long, sustained drives, try to frustrate them because they are used to putting up a lot of points and putting up a lot of points quickly. Make them have to work for every yard.
All right, give me a prediction.
Well, you know what? I think that somehow the Browns go in there and find a way to get this thing done. There's just this feel around this city, around this team, the confidence that they played with last week, the confidence that last week's game gave them going into this game. You've got a Chiefs team that their top starters, the vast majority of them, will have not played a game in 20 days. Are they going to be able to crank it up and be so sharp right out of the gate? Maybe, but maybe not. 20 days is a long time to stay in rhythm when all you're doing is practicing. And on top of that, I don't know if the numbers have changed, but boy, everything you read about the secondary ticket market, there's going to be a lot of Browns fans out there. There's going to be a lot of Browns fans at Arrowhead, and I think that is going to boost this team even more. So I'm telling you right now, I am excited for Sunday, and I am excited for about 6:30 on Sunday when you and I are texting each other delirious because they pulled it off. They pulled it off. That's what I think.
All right. You're the best. Brian Anderson, thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you next week. And obviously we got a couple of baseball things we want to get to as soon as this football thing's over. So thanks, BA. We appreciate your time.
All right, boys. Enjoy the weekend.
You as well, buddy.
Okay. All right, go Browns, my friend. All right, Brian Anderson, nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're going to take your phone calls when we come back about our hypothetical questions that we threw out there. Plus, we're going to get the two keys in a lock. Jamel White's going to join us, former Browns running back at 1240. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan, 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.